Probably don't need it. Okay, 3, 2, 1, mark. When the Oakland Athletics take the field against the Boston Red Sox at 1:05 this afternoon at the Oakland Coliseum, game 2 of a 3-game series, they will hold the best record in the major leagues. After last night's 3-2 win in the opener with the Red Sox, the A's at 32-14 are a half game better than both New York clubs, the Yankees and the Mets. Meantime, there are 7.5 games to the good over the closest pursuing Texas Rangers in the American League West. The A's victory gives them a 20-7 mark against American League Eastern oppositions. Oppositions, sorry. 3-2-1, mark, take 2. When the A's take the field this afternoon at 1:05 at the Oakland Coliseum to meet the Boston Red Sox in game 2 of a 3-game series, they will own the best record in Major League Baseball, 32-14, a half game better than both the New York clubs, the Mets and the Yankees. They reached that mark last night by winning their third straight, a 3-2 series. I told you we shouldn't do this shit on a weekend. I'm not in the fucking mood. 3-2-1, mark. The Oakland A's take the field this afternoon at 1:05 against the Boston Red Sox at the Coliseum. It is already a sellout. This second game of the series follows on the heels of the A's 3-2 victory last night in the opener, and as a result, the A's maintain their 7.5 game lead over closest pursuer, the Texas Rangers, in the American League West. It also carried them to a 20-7 mark against Eastern opposition, and they have the best record in the major leagues at 32-14, a half game better than both New York clubs, the Mets and the Yankees. Last night's victory over a long time, A's tormentor Bruce Hurst, came on the strength of solo homers by Jose Canseco and Mike Gallego, along with a run-scoring single by Carney Lansford, and some excellent relief work to back up winning pitcher Kurt Young, who pitched into the sixth inning. Eric Plunk, Greg Catteray, and Dennis Eckersley handled the bullpen work, Eckersley retiring the final six in the game to record his 15th save in 16 opportunities in the 1988 season. Storm Davis goes against Oil Can Boyd this afternoon with airtime at 12:45 p.m. Pacific Time. Okay, let's give it a shot. 3-2-1, mark. The Oakland A's begin a 4-game series in Arlington, Texas against the Texas Rangers tonight and will be trying to break their first 4-game losing streak of the 1988 American League Baseball season. The A's suffered a series sweep at the hands of the Kansas City Royals at Royal Stadium when Kansas City won last night 5-4, and the A's now lead Minnesota by 8 and Kansas City by 8.5. Though the A's are only 14-12 since the end of their 14-game winning streak a month ago, they have lost no ground as far as their lead in the division is concerned since the end of that winning streak. However, last night, breaking out of a batting slump with men on, which had resulted in 2 shutouts in the first 2 games of the series, the A's scored 4 runs off I have the faintest idea what I'm talking about. Let's do it again. 3-2-1, mark. The Oakland A's open a 4-game series at Arlington Stadium in Texas tonight, beating the Texas Rangers and attempting to break out of their first 4-game losing streak of 1988. This occurred as the Kansas City Royals won last night 5-4 in Kansas City, thus sweeping the Athletics as the Royals won their 7th straight. The A's now find themselves still with an 8-game lead over Minnesota, 8.5 over Kansas City. Since the end of their winning streak of 14 in a row back a month ago, the A's are playing a rather modest 14-12 pace, but yet have lost nothing in their lead, which was 8 games at the end of the winning streak. The A's regained some of their scoring punch last night after being shut out the first 2 games of the series in Kansas City, though they got 11 hits and 4 runs off Brett Saberhagen. Dave Stewart, the eventual loser last night, wasn't able to hold leads of 2-0 and 4-3. The Royals ganged up for 3 runs in the 4th inning, 2 on a Bill Buckner double, and then Frank White singled in a run. He did not. We'll go again. I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't the faintest idea.
Your voice is cracking up anyway.
I want to get the fuck out of here is what I want. I had no game plan going into this thing. Usually I just talk and it comes out. 3-2-1, mark. The A's open a new series against the Rangers in Texas Stadium in Arlington. It's not Texas Stadium. About 2 more and I'm going to walk out and forget it. 3-2-1, mark. The A's will be trying to break their first four-game losing streak of the season when they invade Arlington, Texas tonight to meet the Texas Rangers and open a four-game series. Last night, the A's got back some of their scoring ability after being shut out in the first two games at Kansas City, but lost to the Royals 5-4. The Royals won their seventh straight and swept the three-game series from the Athletics, despite heroics by catcher Matt Sinatra, just activated from the Tacoma roster last night. Sinatra, who had been in only a relatively few Major League games over the years with Atlanta and the A's, and had a total of 10 Major League RBIs for a lifetime, drove in all four A's runs with a pair of doubles. But Dave Stewart wasn't able to hold leads of 2-0 and 4-3, and the A's right-hander suffered his fourth loss of the year. Bill Buckner nailed him for a two-run double in the fourth, Frank White for a double that scored another, and then White singled in the two runs that meant the ballgame in the sixth inning. Meantime, the A's will send Storm Davis to the mound tonight. He's 10-0 on his career against the Texas Rangers. He'll be opposed by Jeff Russell, as airtime will be at 5:15 Pacific time. Okay, 3-2-1, Mark. The Oakland A's last night in Arlington, Texas, helped to reduce their magic number to clinch the American League Western Division title to 13 as they defeated the Texas Rangers 6-3, while the Seattle Mariners were knocking off Minnesota 2-1 in Minneapolis. Last night, the A's spotted the Rangers an early two-run lead against a spot starter, rookie left-hander Dave Otto, making his first Major League starting effort, and the A's then roared back, led by Canseco's two-run homer as Jose blasted number 37 of the year in the fifth inning to tie up the ballgame against Jose Guzman, who went on to become the losing pitcher. The A's went in front with an unearned run in the sixth, added two more in the seventh, and Dave Henderson capped the scoring with his 23rd homer of the year in the ninth inning. The A's pitching honors went to Gene Nelson, who pitched three shutout innings to record his eighth win of the year. Eric Plunk, trying to close the ballgame, got into a bit of trouble in the ninth, and the call went to Dennis Eckersley. Fuck! I'm not doing any more. Fuck it. I'm tired of this place. We're getting out of here. Forget the overnighter.